In this bulletin, New South Wales accelerates its move out of COVID-19 restrictions. Victoria records its second highest daily case increase. And in sport, a Fremantle docker gets his wish to move east in the AFL's trade period. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. Peggy Giacomelos with you. First up, New South Wales has fast-tracked its roadmap out of lockdown after hitting the 70% double-dose vaccine milestone. From Monday, up to 10 fully vaccinated adults will be able to gather in the home, 30 outdoors. Indoor pools will be reopened and weddings and funerals will be allowed up to 100 people. At 80% double-dose, office workers will no longer be required to wear a mask indoors. It comes as the state records 587 new COVID-19 cases and another 8 deaths. Newly elected Premier Dominic Perrottet says the decisions were made in consultation with Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant, despite her absence from today's announcement. Mr. Perrottet has acknowledged the health system will face challenges when restrictions are lifted.
Yes, it's going to be difficult. What's most important is that we're opening up, and we could not. The alternative is remaining closed, and that is not an alternative in my view. We need to open up. We need to open up safely, and that's why we have made the decisions we have, so that only those who are double vaccinated are able to attend the various restrictions that we're, those venues where the restrictions that we are lifting.
The return to school has also been brought forward, with students back in classrooms from October the 25th. Kindergarten Year 1 and Year 12 students will still return from October the 18th. And Deputy Premier Paul Toole says regional travel won't resume until New South Wales reaches 80% double-dose vaccination. Oberon and the snowy Monaro, as well as people in Menindee and Sunset Strip in the central Darling Shire, will have stay-at-home orders extended until Monday the 11th. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded its second highest number of daily new cases and another 2 deaths. Of the 1,638 new local COVID-19 infections, almost a third were in Melbourne's northern suburbs. The state's acting chief health officer, Ben Cowie, says 10,000 cases have been detected in a week.
Of these cases, 7% were fully vaccinated, 15% were partially vaccinated, and 79% were unvaccinated, no doses of vaccine. And this is unfortunate because it's, despite the facts, 87% of the cases were eligible for vaccination at the time that they were diagnosed with COVID-19.
Officials say the state still hasn't reached its daily peak of new infections, with a turning point expected later in the month. But according to the Minister for Disability, Luke Dunellan, Victoria's vaccine numbers are heading in the right direction. The state will also spend $5 million setting up dedicated vaccination hubs to boost coverage among people with disabilities. The Prime Minister has rejected calls from the states for more pandemic funding, saying stresses on some hospital systems have nothing to do with COVID-19. Scott Morrison says the 2 hardest hit states, New South Wales and Victoria, have been able to plan for their case surges.
They're in the middle of it. They have the same funding arrangements as any other state and territory, but they're dealing with it. So this isn't about funding. This is about management of hospital systems. States must run their hospital systems well, they must prepare for them, and I want to commend the way that New South Wales and Victoria, and to be fair, the ACT, has been working through those challenges and ensuring that they can prepare for what's coming. But you've got to prepare for what's coming.
The Prime Minister has come under fire from the states and doctors for accusing Queensland of shakedown politics in its bid for more federal hospital funding during the pandemic. Fremantle's Adam Chera has been traded to Carlton in return for the Blues' number 6 draft pick. The midfielder's move east is the biggest deal so far of the trade period. Fremantle will also receive a future 3rd round selection in return for giving up the 22-year-old. Earlier, the Dockers sealed a deal with Gold Coast for contracted midfielder Will Brodie. The Suns traded Brodie and picks 1961 and 69 in return for a Fremantle Fremantle's future second and fourth round selections. Gold Coast had been keen to offload Brodie's salary and open up a list spot. See what the weather's doing for you tomorrow. In Perth, an early shower or two, a top of 20 degrees. Mostly sunny in Adelaide, 22. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. In Hobart, a possible shower, 19 degrees. In Canberra, sunny and 20. Partly cloudy for Wollongong, 21. Similar conditions in Sydney, 22. Much the same for Newcastle, 23 degrees. In Brisbane, mostly sunny and 30. In Cairns, much the same, 32. And in Darwin, mostly sunny as well, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.